AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like Quick Radio, KQIK, 1230 AM, Lakeview, Oregon, the Delta's music station, KTDA, Dumas, Arkansas, All Hit Radio, WGUY, Brewer, Maine, and Power 95, WPLJ, New York, New York. Up three notches to number 23, here's REO Speedwagon with That Ain't Love. That Ain't Love, REO Speedwagon's latest hit, 11th to make the top 40. You're listening to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. Now, let's answer that question about acts with the longest span of time between first charting and then hitting number one. I have a letter from a disc jockey from radio station WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. It says, "Dear Casey, I shared a story with my listeners told by Billboard's Paul Grine. Paul wrote, Billy Vera waited 19 years between the time he first charted and reached number one. Only four acts in history have had longer gaps. My listeners wanted to know, who are the other four acts? And of course, the suggestion was right, Casey. So here we are. Can you tell us? Sincerely, Liz Curtis." Liz, here's your answer. Four acts have waited longer than Billy Vera's 19 years between the time they first charted and finally hit number one, and two of those acts are now in the countdown. There's Steve Winwood, who waited 20 years and 5 months between the time he first charted and finally hit number one. Then there's singer Robert John. He waited 20 years and 11 months. There's Johnny Mathis. He waited 21 years and 5 months. And then there's the record holder, a woman currently in the countdown. She first charted way back in 1960 and hit number one in 1984, a span of 24 years for Tina Turner. And there's your answer, Liz. Now you and your listeners in Louisville know the whole story. Thanks for writing in. And where do you think we are in the countdown? Well, we're up to Tina's latest. At number 22, here's Tina Turner with What You Get Is What You See. What you get is what you see. Tina Turner from her album Breaking Every Rule. She moved up from number 25 to 22 with her 17th Top 40 hit. From Hollywood, this is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and we've got 21 hits to go to the number one song in the nation. We'll continue in just a moment. Now, as we continue our countdown of this week's Top 40, I'd like to welcome a new station to the American Top 40 family. In Medellin, Colombia, it's Super Stereo .9. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. My name's Casey Kasem, and we're on our way to the number one song in the USA as the countdown continues.
Number 21.
Here's a funk rock band who's new to the charts, but they've been cranking out albums since 1977. Recently, their 13th album gave them their first Top 40 hit called Word Up. Here's their follow-up at number 21 this week, Candy by Cameo. Candy, the second Top 40 hit for the group Cameo. That song climbs a notch this week to number 21. Now, at number 20, we're up to the hit song by 37-year-old rock and roller Eddie Money. Eddie says that after about 15 years in the biz, he doesn't get nervous before he goes on stage anymore. Even the big venues like Madison Square Garden don't faze him. The one thing that does get on his nerves, though, is waiting around for the Billboard chart every week to see how his record's doing. Well, it'd be interesting to see how Eddie's feeling this week. His song peaked at number 14 last week, and now it's on its way down at number 20. Here's I Want to Go Back Up by Eddie Money. I Want to Go Back. Eddie Money back in the top 40 again for the sixth time. His song peaked last week at number 14. This week slides to number 20 on American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. There's a band whose male lead singer wears lots of makeup, eyeliner, lipstick, and chic designer clothes. And he's not Boy George. His story and band's hit song are coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.